The latest figures for the numbers of people living in emergency accommodation will be published in about an hour's time. A month ago, there were a record 15,418 people officially classed as homeless, 4,675 of whom were children. Now, this afternoon's figures won't include rough sleepers or those relying on hostels. But Dublin's Simon community has expressed concern that funding hasn't been administered to allow a new residential recovery centre run by the charity operate at full capacity. Almost 50 homeless people haven't been able to access beds at the treatment facility, which opened 6 months ago. The HSC has said it's working with the charity to make additional beds available this year. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally reports.
When I came in the door, I didn't look like this. Like my head was down, I couldn't look up, I was shaking, I was tiny, you know.
Trish Kern was a shell of herself when she arrived at the Dublin Simon Recovery Unit 6 months ago.
And the minute I got onto the floor, straight away I was just reassured I'd be safe. And I was safe. I was safe the whole time here. I just felt safe the second I walked in the door.
Safety was something Trish had been seeking for some time. Safety from addiction, safety from emergency hostels, a safe space to heal.
I mean, when you go into detox, there's amazing nursing staff there, you're monitored. Nothing was too much put on you. And you were told your only job is to get well. And then I got into the recovery floor. So that's where you've got much more freedom. You're out doing a day programme, you know, you're going to your meetings, you know, you're bringing back relationships with your friends, your family, you're doing healthy, fun stuff, just starting to live your life, you know. And I was 12 weeks on the recovery floor as well, so that was 17 weeks in total in this building.
Trish was lucky enough to get a bed in the new unit run by Dublin Simon, which opened in Dublin City Centre in October last year. But other homeless people are waiting to gain access because just 51 out of 100 beds in the building are operational. It's all down to funding, according to Dublin Simon CEO Catherine Kenny.
People out there who need us tonight, and we just can't give them the service that they need because of a funding delay. We have the solution for 49 more people every night that's being missed. The administration of the funding piece is the delay.
The HSE has the responsibility for the administration of those funds which come from the Department of Health, and the HSE told RTÉ News that €4.9 million was budgeted to operate the 51 beds in budget 2025. Catherine Kenny again.
But we know that we're cheaper than acute hospital cares. We know by virtue of the fact that people are accessing our services, it's a reduced number of dependent on the hospital system, on other health facilities, and we really need the funding to open these up these 49 beds so that we can give more people the opportunity to move through. And it's 49 people every night, but some of those experiences are only 3 weeks, 6 weeks, so you're talking about thousands of people over the life of this service that will actually be impacted positively by our interventions.
The majority of people who die homeless in Ireland do so because of drugs, which is why staff at this unit are so determined to tackle the problem. Naomi Nicholson is Director of Clinical and Therapeutic Services at Dublin Simon.
We don't have huge restrictions when people come in here, so it means that people are more likely to access our services. And if we want to end homelessness, we absolutely have to tackle the huge addiction issues that are within our homeless population.
There's all these thousands and thousands of homeless figures get released, you know, and I think it's just so ingrained now. It's like, oh, that's just part of being Irish, is the housing crisis. Shouldn't be that way, but it is. But if anyone's facing any kind of homelessness, especially if it's with addiction, there are services out there as well. So just, you know, pick up the phone and ring the Dublin Simon. And the hardest thing to do is actually, mate, I need a bit of help. But actually, it's the strongest thing someone can do is just say, look, I need a bit of help here, you know.
And that was Trish Curran ending that report from our correspondent, Alva Keneally.